Glory to God. Well, you brought your Bible. Go ahead and open up to Matthew chapter 16 today.
Aga kui sa võtsid oma piibli täna kaasa, siis tee see palun lahti Matteuse evangeeliumi 16. peatükist.
Matthew chapter 16, and today is our fifth part of our series Great Reward.
Matteuse 16, ja täna meil viies osa seeres nimega Suur Tasu.
And I believe that God has got great and abundant blessings for you and I.
Ja ma usun, et Jumal on suured tasud, suured plaanid sinu jaoks ja minu jaoks.
I believe if we choose to live right,
ma usun, et kui meie otsustame elada õigesti,
that there is a blessing, there's a greater future for us than what we can even imagine.
Et meid ootab ees suurem ja parem tulevik, mida me suudame ettega aimata.
And I believe that God will bless you when you live the life of faith.
Ja ma usun, et Jumal õnnistab sind, kui sina otsustad elada usu elu.
That means that you are finding and that you are doing God's will for your lives.
See tähendab, et sa leiad ja otsid Jumala
God's will for your
life. Tahet oma elu jaoks.
And so our goal is that not just to get blessings in this life.
Nii et meie eesmärk mitte üksnes ei ole siin elus saada õnnistatud.
Our goal is not those nice pair of shoes or that nice car.
Meie eesmärk ei peaks olema see kena auto või need ilusad jalanõud.
Our goal is not things.
Meie eesmärgiks ei ole asjad otsimine.
Our goal is to live a blessed life.
Meie eesmärk on elada õnnistatud elu.
Amen. And I want to have a blessed life.
Ja ma tahan, et meil oleks õnnistatud
elu. That means God is blessing in every area.
See tähendab, et Jumala õnnistus on igas sinu elu valdkonnas.
And reward is all throughout the Bible.
Ja tasust räägib üle läbi terve piibli.
And we see it both positive and negative.
Ja me näeme siin nii negatiivse kui ka positiivse.
Reward can be positive.
Tasu võib olla väga positiivne.
It says that the one who labors, they're going to have some profit in their life.
Piibli räägib, et see, kes näeb vaeva, sellel saab olema kasu tema elus.
The profit is the reward.
See kasu ongi see tasu.
But the Bible also says this, that the lazy will come to poverty.
Aga piibli räägib ka sellest, et laisk leiab vaesuse.
And that's their reward.
Ja see on nende tasu.
Right, because they chose to do nothing, they have nothing.
Kuna nemad otsustasid mitte midagi ette võtta, siis neil ei ole ka mitte midagi.
So there's reward for positive and negative all throughout the Bible. The Bible's trying to teach us something.
Ja tasu on nii positiivses kui ka negatiivses terminites räägitud piiblis.
And so we find that there are spiritual and scriptural rules that we can follow.
Ja me näeme, et on piibellik printsiipi, mida me saame järgida.
So that we can receive great reward in life.
Selleks, et vastu võtta suurt tasu oma elus.
I'm going to start reading here with Matthew 16 and verse 27.
Ma hakkan teile lugema Matteuse evangeeliumi 16. peatükist ja 27. salmist.
And it says here, for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done.
Matteuse 16:27, sest inimese poeg tuleb oma isa kirkuses koos oma inglitega ja siis ta tasub igaühele selle tegusid mööda.
God works on a reward basis.
Jumal toimib vastavalt tasumise järgi.
Because he knows that's going to motivate us as well.
Sest ta teab, et see on ka midagi, mis motiveerib meid.
Amen. Now we should not have to be motivated this way, but we need to be motivated.
Me ei peaks olema sedasi motiveeritud, aga me oleme sedasi motiveeritud.
You know, if I told you today, serve God and it won't do nothing for your life, a lot of you would say, well, that's useless.
Kui ma ütleksin sulle, et teeni Jumalat ja see sulle mitte midagi elus juurde ei too, siis te ütleksid, et mis ma üldse seda teen.
But we should serve God because he's God.
Aga me peaksime teenima Jumalat sellepärast, et tema on Jumal.
He's the one, he's the one, he's the one, he's the one for me.
Tema on see ainus minu jaoks.
We gotta serve him because he's God.
Me peaksime teenima teda, kuna ta on Jumal.
We should give our life freely because he is the Lord Almighty.
Peaksime vabatahtlikult oma elu temale andma, sest tema on kõikvõimas Jumal.
But he knows that we will be motivated through reward.
Aga ta teab, et me oleme motiveeritud tasu läbi.
But we need to keep our heart right as believers.
Aga usklikena meil on vaja hoida oma südant õigena.
Knowing that when you serve God, he'll bless you.
Ja tead, kui sa teenid Jumalat, siis ta õnnistab sind.
But we don't serve God to be blessed.
Aga me ei teeni Jumalat selleks, et olla õnnistatud.
We serve God because he is God.
Me teenime Jumalat sellepärast, et ta on Jumal.
And we know the Bible says that God takes care of the birds and he takes care of the flowers.
Me teame, piibel räägib sellest, et Jumal kannab hoolt nii inglite kui ka lillide eest väljal.
And he will take care of you because you are much more valuable than any of them.
Ja ta kindlasti kannab hoolt ka sinu eest, sellepärast, et sina oled kõvasti väärtuslikum kui kõik.
God is a good God.
Jumal on hea Jumal.
Amen.
Amen.
And I am so thankful for what he is doing in our lives.
Ja ma olen nii tänulik sellest, mida Jumal teeb meie eludes.
Just the fact that you are here this morning means God is good.
Lihtsalt see fakt, et sa oled täna siin, on minu tunnistus sellest, et Jumal on hea.
And so far in this series, we've studied several things. Let me quickly run through that for you.
Ja see nii maani selles seeres, me oleme vaadanud palju seda asju, ma tahan rääkida kiiresti läbi neist.
When it comes to receiving rewards,
mis puudutab tasude vastuvõtmist.
We have seen that we don't do things to be seen.
Me oleme näinud, et me ei tea asju selleks, et olla nähtaval.
If you're just doing something to be seen, that's your reward.
Kui sa teed midagi selle pärast, et siin nähtaks seda tegemas, siis see ongi sinu tasu.
We don't want to block the reward that God has for us.
Me ei taha blokkeerida seda tasu, mis Jumal on meie jaoks.
You know, again, God doesn't expect perfection.
Jällegi Jumal ei oota täiuslikkust.
But he expects your best effort.
Aga ta ootab sinu suurimat pingutust.
Amen. And so don't do things on purpose in your life that would block the blessings God wants to give to you.
Ja ära tee asju niimoodi meelega, et see blokeeriks neid Jumala õnnistusi sinu elus.
We talked about our heart motivation being the key.
Me rääkisime, et võtmeks on meie südame motivatsioon.
We talked about how God will reward greatly those that diligently seek him.
Me rääkisime sellest, kuidas Jumal tasub neile, kes teda hoolselt otsivad.
And we need to really seek God daily.
Ja me peaksime tõesti otsima Jumalat iga päev.
And I guarantee you there's a reward in that when you do.
Ma garanteerin, et selles on tasu.
Rewards are for the faithful service to God.
Tasu on ustavatele Jumala teenijatele.
And then something we saw last week.
Ja midagi, mida me nägime eelmisel nädalal.
Is you can't ask God to bless something that he doesn't approve of.
On see, et sa ei saa paluda, et Jumala õnnistaks midagi, mida tema ei kiida heaks.
And so we want to live a life that God approves of.
Ja me tahame elada elu, mida Jumal kiidaks heaks.
Do your best to put him first in every area of your life.
Anna oma parim selleks, et panna teda oma elu esimesel kohal igas valdkonnas.
And show the world around you that God is good.
Ja näita selle läbi maailmale, et Jumal on hea.
That they would be able to watch your life and say there's something different about it.
Nemad saaksid vaadata sinu elu peale ja näha, et kuule sinu elu on tõesti midagi teistmoodi.
And then the other thing we saw last week.
Is teine asi, mida me eelmisel nädalal vaatasime.
Before you receive reward.
Enne kui sa võtad tasu vastu.
You need to make sure that you're in right alignment to God.
Te kindlaks, et sa oled õigel joonel Jumalaga.
And if God is pouring out blessing and pouring out reward, we want to be where God's blessing is flowing.
Ja kui Jumal valab välja oma õnnistust, oma tasu, siis me tahame olla seal, kus Jumal seda välja valab.
Alignment is our choice.
Et see, kas me paneme ennast õigele joonele selle Jumala õnnistusega või mitte, see on meie valik.
Amen. It's our choice whether we're going to walk in God's blessing or not.
Kas me käime Jumala õnnistuses või mitte.
Because we choose how we live our life.
Sest me otsustame, kuidas me elame.
And so find what pleases God in your life and do that.
Nii et leia, mis on need asjad sinu elus, mis tõesti on meelepärased Jumalale ja tee need asju.
Amen.
Amen.
Do your best to serve God every day.
Anna oma parim selleks, et igapäevaselt teenida Jumalat.
You serve him because he is your savior.
Teenid teda sellepärast, et tema on sinu päästja.
And when we do it with that kind of a heart, there is great reward that is coming to us.
Kui me teeme seda sellise südamega, siis meid tõesti ootab ees suur tasu.
And here I want to start today in Proverbs 14 and just looking at some things here.
Ma tahaksin alustada täna õpetussõnade raamatus 14. Peatükis ja uurida mõningad asju.
And I want to read verse 34 out of the New Living Translation.
Ma tahaksin lugeda 34. Salmis New Living tõlkest.
It says godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people.
Siin ütleb Jumala kartlikus muudab rahva heaks, aga pat on igale rahvale häbiks.
So God wants us to be great.
Jumal tahab, et me oleksime suured, me oleksime head.
What does that mean to be great?
Mida see tähendab, et me oleksime head või suurepärased?
That means to be big in number.
See tähendab, et me oleksime suured nii arvuliselt.
But it also means to have abundant blessing.
Aga see tähendab ka, et meil oleks suuresti.
And he wants to show us the way to abundant blessing.
Ja ta tahab meile nii-öelda näidata, kus on rikkalikult õnnistus.
God throughout his word tells us how to get reward.
Jumal läbi terve oma sõna räägib sellest, kuidas saada tasu.
And he said godliness is what makes a nation great.
Ja siin ta ütleb, et Jumala kartlikus on see, mis muudab rahva.
You're living in a way that puts God first.
Kui sina elad sellisel viisil, mis paneb Jumala esimesele kohale.
And you know when it talks about godly or righteous?
Kui räägib õigsusest või Jumala kartlikusest.
What that really means is just that you're right.
Mida see tegelikult tähendab on see, et sa oled lihtsalt õige.
That you're right.
Sa oled õige.
If you have sin,
kui sinus on pattu,
that means that you've missed.
Siis tähendab, et sa oled mööda pannud.
So if when you're living a godly life or when you're living a righteous life, that means you're living the right life.
Ja kui sa elad Jumala kartliku või õigsat elu, siis sa elad õiget elu.
And when you've sinned, when you're living a sin-filled life, that means that you've missed it.
Ja kui sa elad elu täis pattu, siis see tähendab lihtsalt, et sa oled mööda pannud.
And then in Proverbs, and two places it says the same thing, Proverbs 14 and Proverbs 16.
Ja kahes kohas ütleb täpselt sama asja õpetussõna 14 ja õpetussõna 16.
And I want to read Proverbs 16:25.
Tahaksin lugeda õpetussõna 16.
And listen to this. There is a way that appears to be right, but at the end leads to death.
Sorry, I guess I didn't have that.
Proverbs 16:25.
I'll just read.
Yeah.
Mehe meelest on mõnigi tee õige, aga lõpuks on see surma tee.
There is a way that seems to be right.
On mehel on selline tee, mis tundub õige.
But in the end, it leads to death.
Aga lõpuks viib see surma.
Have you ever had something in your life that seemed to be right?
Kas sinu elus on kunagi midagi, mis on tundunud õige?
But in the end, you found out it wasn't right.
Aga lõpuks sa märksid, et kuule, et aga see ei olnud õige.
You know, it seems like a good idea to do this.
Et tundub nagu oleks hea idee, et teha midagi sellist.
And later on you're thinking, why did I do that?
Ja hiljem sa hakkad mõtlema, et kuule, aga miks ma tegin seda?
And so we want to make sure that we're not just living by what seems good to us.
Peaks kindlasti tegema, et me ei ela lihtsalt sellisel viisil, mis nagu tundub meile õige.
We want to live in a way that we know is good to God.
Peaksime elama sellisel viisil, et me teame, et see on Jumala silmis õige.
And I want to be aligned with what God has to say so that I'm on the right path
of life. Õigel joonel sellega, mida Jumal räägib, selleks, et ma saaksin õigel elu teel käia.
Because I know if I do that,
siis ma tean, et kui ma teen seda,
that God is going to reward me.
Siis Jumal tasub mulle.
And all I got to do is be faithful to him.
Ja ainus, mis me pean tegema, on olema ustav Jumalale.
And he is automatically faithful to us.
Ja tema on automaatselt ustav meile.
He's faithful to his word.
Ta on ustav oma sõnale.
And this is the power of following after him.
Ja selline on Jumala järgimise nii-öelda
This is the power of following God.
See vägi siis.
Because there is power in obedience to him.
Sest kui sa oled sõnakuulelik Jumalale, siis selles peitub vägi.
Now today in this teaching, I want to answer the question, answer one question today, and I'm going to answer it in three parts.
Täna ma tahaksin vastata selle teema käigus ühele küsimusele ja kolmel viisil.
But how can I judge if I am on the right path to reward or not?
Kuidas ma saan vaadata või kindlaks teha, et ma olen õigel teel ja käin õigesti?
How do I know if I'm living right?
Kuidas ma tean, et ma elan õigesti?
And I've had people come to me and sit in my office and ask me, how do I know what's the right path for me?
Inimesed on tulnud minu juurde nõustamisele küsinud, et kuidas ma tean, et ma elan õigesti?
And we see in Proverbs here that there's a warning.
Ja me näeme õpetus sõnad raamatus, et selles seal on selline hoiatus.
That there's a way that seems right. But it's not right.
Don't viis, mis tundub õige, aga ei ole õige.
And so, how do I know? What if I'm on one of those paths that seem right, but it's not right?
Et kuidas me teame, et me oleme õigel teel, mitte sellisel teel, mis tundub õige, vaid selline teel, mis on õige?
And so, we want to know how to live.
Ja me tahame teada, kuidas peaks elama.
Because
kuidas elama.
I want to be on the right path. I want to be doing the right things.
Siis ma tahan elada õiget elu, ma tahan teha õigeid asju.
I want to have the right attitude.
Ma tahan, et mul oleks õiged suhtumised.
I want to have the right plans for my life.
Ma tahan, et mul oleks õiged plaanid oma elu jaoks.
I want to be making sure that I know the right time.
Ma tahan kindlaks teha, et ma tean, mis on õige aeg.
And then I'm putting in the right effort.
Ja ma pingutan ka õigesti.
Amen. Anybody else with me on that? I don't want to waste my life.
Ma ei taha oma elu raisata.
I don't want to waste a month, a day, a year, 10 years.
Ma ei taha raisata kuud, nädalat, aastat, mis iganes.
I want to make sure that we're doing God's will for our life.
Ma tahan kindlasti teha, et me saadame korda Jumala plaani oma elus.
And so God has a reward when we will put him first.
Ja Jumalal on tasu meie jaoks, kui me paneme tema esimesel kohal.
And God will reward us when we live in a way that qualifies for that great reward.
Jumal tasub meile, kui me kvalifitseerume sellele tasule, mis tal on.
So how can we know what that is?
Kuidas me võime teha kindlaks, mis see on?
And so the first thing I want to talk about as far as an answer to living in the right way.
Nii et esimene asi, esimene viis, kus ma tahan vastata sellele, kuidas on õige viis elamiseks.
Is that we use the word of God as our standard.
Et me kasutame Jumala sõna oma elu standardina.
We use the word of God as our standard.
Me kasutame Jumala sõna oma standardina.
Say the word.
Ütle Jumala sõna. Jumala sõna.
This is so important for us.
See on niivõrd oluline meie.
I know you know this coming to this church because we talk about it a lot.
Ja ma tean, et sa tead seda, kuna sa oled siin kogudus juba käinud mõnda aega.
But the word needs to be the way that we measure our life.
Aga Jumala sõna peaks olema see viis, kuidas me mõõdame oma elu.
It's the way that we gauge whether we're on the right path or not.
See on see mõõdupuu, mille järgi me vaatame, kas meie elu on õiges kohas või mitte.
It is like the umpire or the judge.
See on nagu see kohtunik meie elu kõrval.
It's like the pattern that we are to follow.
See on nagu muster, mida me peaksime järgima.
The Bible is the example for us in our lives.
Biibel on eeskuju meile, mida me peaksime järgima.
And this is the thing about the Bible.
Ja asi Biiblis on selles.
The way that the Bible tells us to live.
See viis, kuidas Biibel räägib meile, kuidas elada.
That's the right way.
See on õige viis.
And you might think, well, no, I can choose whatever way I want.
See võibolla mõtled, et kuule, ei, ma võib valida ükskõik, mis tee käia ja kuidas elada.
One of the things that the world has kind of picked up and many people say it is there's many ways to God.
Et üks asi, mida maailm nagu on hakkan nagu kuulutama igal pool igal inimesele, et kuule, et Jumala juurde saab igat teed pidi.
I don't have to live just one way, I can live any way and I can just find my own way to God.
Et ma ei pea elama või käima ainult ühte teed pidi, ma võin otsida lihtsalt oma teed ja ma kuidagi leian ikka Jumala.
But listen, the Bible is true whether you believe it or not.
Ja tead, Biibel on tõde, vaatamata sellele, kas sa usud seda või mitte.
And the Bible is true whether you know what it says or not.
Ja Biibel on tõde, kas sa tead, mis seal kirjas on või mitte.
And so our job is to get into the Bible and find out what it says.
Me eesmärk peaks olema otsida välja, et mis on Biiblis kirjas ja mida sa ütleb.
How do you know if you're on the right path?
Kuidas sa tead, et kas sa oled õigel teel?
You let the word of God be the judge of that.
Sa lased Jumala sõnal nii-öelda olla kohtunikuks
selles kohas. You let the word of God correct you and mold you and make you better.
Lase Jumala sõnal korrigeerida ennast ja vormida ennast ja panna sind õigele kohale.
Now this church is full of a bunch of messed up people.
See kogudus on täis inimesi, kes on kelle elu täiesti
saisis. Because nobody here is perfect.
Mitte keegi siin ei ole täiuslik.
Right? We're all messed up.
Me kõik täiesti sassi
samadega. But the thing is this, we should be getting better.
Aga asi on selles, et me peaksime oma elusid paremaks muutma.
Our life should be showing more and more of God's love.
Me elud peaksid rohkem ja rohkem näitama Jumala armastust.
More and more of God's peace.
Rohkem ja rohkem Jumala rahu.
More of God's joy.
Rohkem Jumala rõõmu.
More of us walking in a way that shows that we are living for him.
Et rohkem meid elavad oma elusid näidates, et me elame oma elusid Jumalale.
And so are you getting better? Are you progressing in your understanding of God's word.
Küsimus on selles, et kas sina muutub paremaks selles, kuidas sa mõistad Jumala sõna ja Jumalat.
And as a believer, we have to accept God's word as the standard, as the gauge for our lives.
Ustlikuna me peaksime võtma Jumala sõna oma elu standardiks, kuidas elada.
So the word is the starting place for us.
Jumala sõna on see alguspunkt meie jaoks.
It's not what your mom says.
Asi ei ole selle, või ei ole oluline, mida su ema ütleb.
Not what your friends say.
Mida su sõber ütleb.
It's not what media tries to tell you.
Mida meedia üritab sulle selgeks teha.
No, it's what does the word of
Küsimus on selles, et mida Jumala sõna ütleb selle asja kohta.
And what God says should really matter to you.
Ja mida Jumala ütleb, see peaks ole minema sulle korda.
And God even wrote down in his book the plan for us.
Ja Jumala on isegi oma sõnas paika pannud, rääkinud meile, mis on plaan meie jaoks.
I know they're not going to just get this, so I'm going to write it down and make it really easy.
Jumal mõtles, et kuule, et ma ei saa lihtsalt oletada, et nemad hakkavad oletama, et kuidas võiks elada, või ma panen kirja neile, et näidata neile, kuidas elada.
How many know, even though it's easy to understand, it's not so easy to do.
Ja kui paljud saavad aru, et võibolla on väga kerge aru saada, aga ei ole väga kerge teha neid asju.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything bad. That's a good thing.
Okay, ma ei ütle midagi halba kellegi kohta. Okay, väga selge.
And then Tuesday comes along and you're like,
ja siis on teisipäev ja siis on,
you know, so what is that?
Mis see on?
What are you doing?
Mida sa teed?
You just said on Sunday you're not going to say anything bad.
Pühapäeval sa just ütlesid, et ma ei ütle midagi halvasti.
It's easy to understand.
Väga lihtne on mõista.
But then it's hard for us to do.
Jällegi on väga raske teha.
Now it's not impossible.
Nüüd ei ole võimatu.
But it is it takes effort.
Aga see nõuab pingutamist.
And this is why God gives us the Holy Spirit.
See on põhjus, miks Jumal annis meile püha vaimu.
We have help from heaven to live a godly life.
Meil on taevane abi kätte saadav, et elada Jumala kartlikku
elu. And before those words come out, you're going to have a check on the inside. Whoa, chill.
Ja enne kui need sõnad su suust välja tulevad, sul on sisemine selline kontroll, mis ütleb, kuule, wow, pea hoogu.
You know, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't go there.
Ära ütle seda, ära mine sinna.
And so he is our help and we could ask him to help us every day.
Tema on meie abi ja me võime küsida, et või paluda, et aitaks meid iga päev.
Because we want to live a life that God can reward.
Sest me tahame elada sellist elu, mida Jumal saab tasuda.
And only God can give you a blessed life.
Ja ainult Jumal saab anda sulle õnnistatud elu.
Somebody else could bless you with something.
Keegi teine saab sind õnnistada millegi.
Somebody could give you that watch or give you that ring.
Keegi saab anda sulle mingisuguse kella või mingisuguse
And you might think, oh, I'm just so blessed.
Ja sa võib mõelda, et ma olen nii õnnistatud.
But only God can give you a blessed life.
Aga ainult Jumal saab anda sulle õnnistatud elu.
To where everything in your life just works out for good.
Kus kõik, mida sa oma elust teed, läheb korda.
And so we want to know what God's will is.
Ja me tahame teada, mis on Jumala tahe meie.
Because God's will is settled in heaven.
Sest Jumala tahe on nii-öelda tahevas paikman.
He's not going to change what he desires for us in our lives.
Jumal ei saa muutma seda, mida tema igatseb meie elude jaoks.
You know, and one thing I love about my job.
Üks asi, mis mulle, ma täiega armastan enda töö juures.
Let me say it this way.
Või ütleme niimoodi.
If I were a lawyer, and I think I could be a good lawyer, I'm just not smart enough.
Kui ma oleksin advokaat ja ma oleksin väga hea advokaat, ma lihtsalt ei ole piisavalt tark.
Because I could get up there and talk about a bunch of stuff.
Ma võiksin lihtsalt olla inimeste ees ja rääkida seal
hoolikus asju. But if I were a lawyer, I would have to study all the time the changes.
Aga kui ma oleksin advokaat või jurist, siis minu töö oleks selles, ma peaksin väga palju ennast kurssi viima sellega, kuidas seadus muutub.
Because the laws are constantly changing.
Sest seadused meil siin pidevalt muutuvad.
Depending on what party is in power, they'll change laws and they'll change it back and they'll change it again.
vastavalt sellele, kes on valitsuses, muudavad seadused, siis muudavad tagasi mingid vanad seadused ja siis jälle muudavad neid.
And lawyers spend a lot of time just chasing what the law is saying today.
Advokaadid ja juristid pidevalt peavad ennast kurssi viima, okei, milline seadus meil praegu kehtib.
And one of the things I love about my job and the call on my life.
Ja üks asi, mida ma armastan enda elu juures, enda töö juures, mida ma teen.
Is when I learn the word of God never changes.
Kui ma õpin Jumala sõna, siis Jumala sõna ei muutu.
Amen. I don't need to get the 2017 version of the Bible just to keep up.
Mul ei ole vaja 2007 aasta versiooni selleks, et ennast kurssi viia, mis piivis kirjas on.
How many are thankful for that? And because the Estonian Bible like is way old.
Kui paljud on tänulikud selles suhtes, et nagu sest Eesti piibel on ju vaatu kui vana.
You know, the last printing was in 1989, is that what it was?
Kas millal see viimane tõlk oli?
There you go. So we would be way behind if it was changing all the time.
Et Eestis piibel oleks väga ajast maas, kui seda see toimiks.
I am so glad that we can live our lives as a believer, trusting that God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Aga ma olen nii tänulik, et see ei muutu, sellepärast, et Jumala sõna jääb selliseks, nagu ta oli eile, et jääb igavesti.
Jesus said this.
Jeesus ütles nii.
Jesus said, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word will never pass away. But I want to read out of Psalms 19. Let's look at what David had to say here. Psalms
19,
I'm going to start reading with verse 7. And it says, and the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul.
Salmid 19 ja 8. Salmis eesti keeles, isanda seadus on laitmatu, see kosutab hinge.
Say perfect.
Ütle, laitmatu.
All right. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
Isanda tunnistus on ustav, see teeb kohtlase targaks.
Say trustworthy.
Ustav.
The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart.
Isanda korraldused on õiglased, need rõõmustavad südant.
Say right.
Ütlesid õiglased.
The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
Isanda käsk on selge, see valgustab silmi.
Say radiant.
Ütlesid selge.
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever.
Isanda kartus on puhas, see püsib igavesti.
Say pure.
Ütle puhas.
The decrees of the Lord are firm and altogether righteous.
Isanda seadused on tõde ja need on kõik õiged.
Say righteous.
Ütle õiged.
All right, and it says that they are more precious than gold, much pure gold, sweeter than honey, even honey from a comb.
Need on ihaldatavamad kui kuld ja kui palju selget kulda ja need on magusamad kui mesi ja kui kärje mesi.
And by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward.
Ka sinu sulasele on need hoiatuseks, nende pidamine toob suure palga.
So what is the word of God?
Ja mis on Jumala sõna?
The word of God is instruction to us to getting great reward.
Jumala sõna on juhisend meile, kuidas meie võime saada suure tasu.
David had a blessed life. We've talked about that.
Davidil oli väga õnnistatud elu ja me oleme rääkinud sellest.
He lived a life that was pleasing to God.
Ta elas elu, mis oli Jumalale meelepärane.
He put God's word first and he loved the word.
Ta pani Jumala sõna esimesele kohale ja ta armastas Jumala sõna.
He loved talking with his God.
Ta armastas oma Jumalaga rääkimist.
I love how we see David just sharing his heart throughout the Psalms to God.
Mulle meeldib see, kuidas laulude raamatus sealt räägib sellest, kuidas David jagas oma südant Jumalale.
If you want to learn how to pray, read the Psalms.
Kui sa tahad õppida, kuidas palvetada Jumala poole, loe laulude raamatut.
Read the Psalms.
Loe laulude raamatus.
Read how David would just talk to God about the day.
Ja loe lihtsalt, kuidas David rääkis Jumalaga oma päevast.
Read how he would talk to the Lord just about what he's going through right now.
Kuidas ta rääkis Jumalale sellest, millest ta on parasi kui läbi minemas.
And watch how he always turns back to God and praises him and gives him glory.
Ja vaata, kuidas ta pidevalt läheb tagasi Jumala juurde ja lihtsalt kiidab teda ja tänab teda.
And every time God brings him through.
Ja iga kord Jumal toob teda raskustest läbi.
Every time he has victory.
Iga kord, kui tal on võit.
Because he knew how to openly talk to God.
See oli kõik tänu sellele, et ta oli avatud Jumala ees.
I want you to be able to openly talk to God.
Tahan, et sina saaksid nii-öelda avatult ja vabalt rääkida Jumala.
But look here, let's jump down to verse 14, verse 15.
Aga hüppan 15. Salmis Biblis.
It says, may the words of my mouth and my meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Olgu sulle meerepäraselt mu suu kõned ja mu südame mõtlemised sinu ees, isand, mu kalju ja mu lunasta.
So your words and your thoughts need to be pleasing to God.
Ja sinu sõnad peaksid olema meelepärased ja rahulduspakuvad Jumalale.
You need to make sure that you're living in alignment to what it is that he has spoken to us in his word.
Peaks kindlasti tegema, et sa elad vastavalt sellele standardile, mis Jumal oma sõna läbi on meile paika pannud.
The word of God is what reveals to us what is right.
Jumala sõna on see, mis avaldab meile, mis on õige.
The word of God reveals to us what he can reward.
Ja Jumala sõna avaldab ka meile, mida tema saab tasuda meile.
And remember, only God can do these things for us.
Ja peame meeles ainult Jumal saab teha neid asju meile.
And how you respond to him is going to determine your reward.
Ja kuidas sina vastad temale, sellest oleneb see, kuidas sa saad tasu.
It doesn't mean that God chooses your reward, you choose it.
Jumal ei vali sinu eest seda tasu, mis sa saad, sina valid selle.
And there are times in our life where our emotions and our flesh will try to rise up and go different than the direction God wants us to go in.
Ja on aegu meie elus, kus meie emotsioonid, meie mõtted üritavad teha midagi vastupidist sellele, mida Jumala sõna räägib meile.
Anybody have experienced that in your life?
Kas keegi on kogenud midagi
sellist? That you know what's right, but you don't want to do it.
Et sa tead, mis on õige, aga sa ei taha teha seda, mis on õige.
You know, there's times I know what's right to say, but I don't want to say it.
On aegu, kus ma tean, mis on õige, asi, mida peaks ütlema, aga ma ei ütle neid.
And so, what we need to do is make sure that the word of God is our gauge or our judge on what we do.
Aga me peaksime kindlasti tegema, et Jumala sõna on see mõõdupuu selles, et mida me teeme.
That it would be the example for our life.
Et see oleks näiteks meile ja meie elule.
And you may do some things that are different than what's in the word.
Ja sa võibolla teed asju teisiti, kui on Jumala sõnas räägitud.
You may want to go a way that is not what the word of God says.
Ja sa võibolla tahad minna mingi teepidi, milles Jumala sõna ei räägi.
And your flesh wants to go one way and the word says to go another.
Ja su liha tahab minna ühes suunas ja sõna räägib sulle minna teises suunas.
And you know, we've taught about this, that we are not just a flesh and bone body. That's not all
ja,
we are.
Me oleme rääkinud sellest, et me ei ole lihtsalt liha ja luu selline ihu ainult.
But we are spirit, soul, and body.
Me oleme vaim, hing ja ihu.
There's three parts to every one of us.
Igal ühel meist me koosneme nii-öelda kolmest osast.
The spirit man inside of you, that's the real you.
Sinu sisemine vaim, see on see, kes sa tõeliselt oled.
That's the part of you that's created in the image of God.
See on see osa sinust, mis on loodud Jumala sõnaseks.
That's the part of you that will live forever in the presence of God.
See on see, mis saab elama Jumala ligiolus igavesti.
And then you have a soul and you have a body.
Ja siis sul on hing ja ihu.
And when you are born again and spirit filled.
Ja kui sa sünnid uuesti nii-öelda saad vaimuga täidetud.
You can still have conflict within you about the way you're going to live today.
Siis sellel vaatamata sinu sees võib toimida sinna konflikt, et kuidas sa täna kavatsed elada.
And there's going to be a pull on your flesh and a pull on your emotions.
Ja sinu emotsioonid ja sinu ihu üritavad kiskuda ühele poole.
And so you need to be controlled and you need to be anchored in what the word of God says.
Ja siis peaksid olema kontrollitud selle läbi, mis Jumala sõna meile räägib.
Your spirit man needs to be built up and strong so that you can stay on course.
Sinu sisemine vaim peaks olema üles ehitatud, et ta saaks tugevalt seista sellel, mida Jumala sõna räägib.
And you need to remind your soul and remind your body who's in charge here.
Ja sa pead tuletama meelde oma hingele ja oma ihule, kes kamandab.
No, I want the reward. We're not going to go the wrong path.
Ei, me ei lähe sinna valele teele, sest ma tahan tasu saada.
And so the word of God needs to direct and rule your life.
Jumala sõna peaks juhtima ja juhendama siin sinu teel.
But let me just help you here.
Ja las ma aitan siin natuke.
Just because you have a bad thought doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Lihtsalt sellepärast, et sul on mingisugune halb mõte, ei tähenda, et sa oled halb inimene.
How many of you have had a thought this week?
Kui paljudel on igasuguseid mõtteid sel nädalal olnud?
Right, and maybe it wasn't even a seems good thought, it was just a bad thought.
Ja võibolla see ei olnud isegi, et kuule, et võiks teha midagi idee, vaid see oli nagu, kuule, see oli täiesti seal mööda.
It's not even the seems like a good thing to do, but it's not thing.
Et see ei olnud selline, kuule, et oleks võin seda, nagu see on tundunud nagu tore asi teha, aga ei ole tegelikult, see on selline.
It's a thought that you knew was right from hell.
Ja see on mõte, mis te tähtsid, see oli otse põrgust.
I just didn't like the way he looked, I just want to smash him right in the face.
Kuule, mul lihtsalt meelnik, kuidas see mees oma lõusega kui mulle vahtu vasti, siis mul lihtsalt oleks tahtnud talle kohe ära panna.
Or I saw that girl and man, she made me think about something else.
Või ma nägin seda tšikki ja see pani mind mõtlema, et oi, tahaks hoopis midagi muuta.
Just because you have the thought doesn't make you a bad person.
Lihtsalt sellepärast, et sul oli mingisugune mõte, see ei muuda sind halvaks.
Because we all have thoughts.
Sest meil kõigil on mõtteid.
The thing is this, what are you going to do with the thoughts?
Mida sa selle mõttega teed, mis nüüd tuli?
What are you going to, how are you going to respond to your thought?
Kuidas sa reageerid oma mõttele?
Do you just walk up and hit the guy in the face because you know, you don't like the way he looks?
Kas sa lähed sellele kutile vastu ja annad talle vastu hammaid sellepärast, et sul ei meeldinud see, mis ta ütles?
You just go put your arm around that girl who's a stranger and say, come on, we're going to go for a walk?
Kas sa lihtsalt paned oma käe sellele põhivõrrele trükkule ümrite, et kuule, nüüd me läheme jalutama?
No, there's some things we do not do.
Ei, on asju, mida me ei tee.
Because we're in control.
Sest me kontrollime.
We need to control based on what God's word says so that we get great reward.
Meil on vaja kontrollida seda, mida me teeme, kuidas me teeme, selleks, et saada seda suurt osa.
And I don't want you to think that a thought is a bad thing.
Ma ei taha, et sa mõtleks, et mingisugune mõte on halb asi.
But the Bible tells us this, that this is the battleground right here, our mind.
Aga Piibel räägib meile sellest, et see on see lahingu väli, mis meil on.
The enemy will attack you with a thought.
Vaenlane ründab siin läbi nende mõtete.
And the question is, what are you going to do with the thought?
Küsimus on selles, mida sina selle mõttega ette võtad?
Well, we need to make that thought compared to God's word.
Meil on vaja võrrelda seda mõtet Jumala sõnaga.
And then we need to choose which way we're going to go.
Ja siis meil on vaja valida, et kumba teed pidi me nüüd läheme.
Are we going to go the way of our thoughts or are we going to go the way with the word?
Kas me läheme seda teed pidi, nagu meie mõtted tahavad või nagu Jumala sõnaga?
And I'm thankful that not every thought is a bad thought.
Ma olen väga tänulik, et mitte iga mõte ei ole halb mõte.
I mean, we thought when we woke up this morning, we're going to church and y'all made it here. That's a good thing.
Et me ju ärkasime hommikul üles ja mõtlesime, et me läheme koudusse ja näete, olete siin.
So not every thought's bad, but there are bad thoughts to come.
Et iga mõte ei ole halb asi, aga on halbu mõte, mis meile võib tulla.
And we need to keep our thoughts and our emotions in control with the word of God.
Meil on vaja oma mõtteid ja emotsioone hoida kontrolli ja läbi oma sõna.
And so our desires need to align with what God says, even though we're pulled different directions.
Ja meie igatsused peaksid olema kontrollitud Jumala sõna läbi, vaatamata sellele, et meid kisutakse siia tänna.
And so number one, how do we know that our life's in alignment?
Nii et number üks, et kuidas me teame, et meie elu on õigel joonel?
We need to accept that God's word is true and line up to God's word.
Meil on vaja aksepteerida seda, et Jumala sõna on tõde ja et me paneme ennast Jumala sõnaga õigele joonele.
The second point here for you today is this.
Teine punkt tänaseks päevaks on see.
Peace is the alignment indicator.
Et rahu on see, mis näitab, et sa oled õiges kohas.
Say peace.
Ütle rahu.
All right. Peace is the thing that helps us know whether we're on the right path or not.
Rahu on miski, mis saab näidata meile, kas me oleme õigel teel või mitte.
Or let me say it this way, peace or a lack of peace.
Või ütleme niimoodi, et rahu või rahu puudumine.
It's going to tell us whether we're in alignment.
See ütleb, et kas me oleme õiges kohas või mitte.
Because there have been times that I've been going what seems right and then all of a sudden I have lack of peace.
Sest on aegu näiteks minu arvus on, kus ma olen teinud midagi rahumeeli, aga siis ühel hetkel ma tunnen, et mul ei ole rahu.
And even though it was right for a while, maybe it's not right anymore.
Ja kuigi see oli võibolla õige asi, mida teha mingil hetkel, siis enam ta ei ole õige asi, mida
maybe
teha.
Some things need to change.
Võibolla mingid asjad peavad muutuma.
You know, we were doing Damata Bible School when I first came to Estonia for 9 years.
Kui ma altset tulin Eesti, siis 9 aastat me tegime seda Damata Bible kooli.
And we were teaching people of the word of God, it was awesome.
Ja me õpetasime inimestel Jumala sõna ja see oli vägev.
And then there was just something on the inside that I knew there was a change, that it wasn't peace anymore to keep doing that.
Ja siis ühel hetkel ma seal tundsin, et mingisugune muutus on toimunud, et mul ei ole enam rahu, et teha seda asja edasi.
And so I had to follow that.
Ja ma pidin järgnema sellele.
I had to make sure that we stayed in line with that.
Pidin kindlaks tegema, et ma olen õigel joonel sellega.
If we would have kept doing that, you know, who knows what you know, where I'd be doing today.
Kui ma oleksime seda edasi teinud, siis kes teab, kuhu ma oleks jõudnud.
But God knew it was time to start the church.
Ja Jumal teadis, et oli aeg alustada kogudus.
I was ready to pastor y'all.
Ma olin valmis teile kõigile pastoriks.
And so God was so good to lead us to the next step.
Ja Jumal oli niivõrd armuline, et juhatas meid selle järgmisele sammu juurde.
But I'm saying that to say, just because it was good in the past doesn't mean it's good for your future.
Aga ma ütlen, et lihtsalt sellepärast, et see oli hea sinu minevikule, ei tähenda, et mingi asi on nüüd sinu tulevikule hea.
And so we've got to judge the peace that we have on the inside. You know, what am I supposed to do now?
Ja me peame järgima seda rahu, mis meie sees ütleb, et kas me peaksime midagi edasi tegema või mitte.
And when you have peace on the inside and everything feels right, stay on that road.
Ja kui sul on sisemine rahu ja sa tunned, et see on õige asi, siis jää sellele teele.
If that peace starts to lift or if you have a lack of peace, you need to make some adjustments.
Ja kui sa tunned, et see rahu hakkab ära minema või sul on rahu puudus mingi asja suhtes, siis tead, et see võib maha jääda.
But God has given us peace as a guide for life.
Aga Jumal on annud meile rahu selliseks indikaatoriks oma elu teel, mida teeb
minna. And if you've lost peace, do everything you can to get it back.
Ja kui sa oled rahu ära kaadanud, siis anna oma parimet leida see rahu.
Look at what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 48.
Vaata, mida Jesaja ütleb 48. Peatükis.
Isaiah 48, I'm going to start reading with verse 17.
Jesaja 48, loeme 17. Salmist.
It says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you what is good for you. Or another translation says, teaches you to profit, and who leads you along the paths that you should follow.
Jesaja 48:17. Nõnda ütleb Issand su lunastaja Iisraeli püha, mina olen Issand su Jumal, kes sulle õpetab, mis on kasulik, kes sind juhatab teele, mida sa pead käima.
And then it goes on in verse 18.
18. Salmis ütleb edasi.
Oh, that you had listened to my commands, then you would have had peace flowing like a river and righteousness rolling over you like the waves of the sea.
Kui sa ometi oleksid tähele pannud mu käske, siis oleks su rahu olnud kui jõgi ja su õigus oleks olnud otse kui merelained.
Can you hear God's heart being poured out here?
Kuuleb, kuidas Jumal on oma südant välja valab.
It's like, oh, you guys, please just do what I've asked you to do.
Lihtsalt tehke palun seda, mida ma olen öelnud teile teha.
Because I want you to pay attention to what I've said.
Sest ma tahan, et pööraksite tähele panu sellele, mida ma olen öelnud.
And you're going to have peace flowing like a river to you and flowing over you.
Ja teile saab rahu voolata nagu jõgi, mis voolab teist üle.
The Lord is trying to teach us the way that is best.
Jumal üritab meile õpetada, mis on nagu parim.
The Lord is trying to teach us to be a success and to get prosperous in our life.
Isand üritab meile, kuidas käi rahus ja kuidas elada edukalt.
And he's trying to show you the way that you should go through his word.
Ja ta üritab sulle näidata, mis teeb pidi minna ja kuidas elada oma elu läbi oma sõna.
And God's heart is, if you would just do what I asked you to do.
Jumal süda on lihtsalt selline, et kas sa palun teeksid seda, mida ma palusin sul teha?
If you would just be faithful to not go off course.
Et ole lihtsalt ustav ja ära kaldu teelt kõrvale.
I've got so much that I want to do in your life.
Mul on nii palju, mida ma tahaksin teha sinu elus.
And so peace is the indicator of our alignment to God.
Rahu on see indikaator, mis näitab, kas me oleme õigel teel Jumalaga või mitte.
God is looking at your lifestyle.
Jumal vaatab ja jälgib sinu elustiili.
To know whether he can bless you or not.
Selleks, et teada, kas ta saab sind õnnistada või mitte.
I want God to look at my lifestyle and say, that's one I can bless.
Ma tahan, et Jumal vaataks minu elustiili peale ja ütleks, et kuule see on tüüp, keda ma saan õnnistada.
That's somebody I would love just to lift them up and let the whole world see how good I am.
Tema on keegi, keda ma hea meelega tõstaks üles ja tahaks, et kogu maailm näeks teda.
But peace is the indicator.
Aga rahu on see indikaator.
But then we jump down about three verses here to verse 22 and it says this.
Paar salmisid edasi 22. peatükki.
It says, but there is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord.
Õelatel ei ole rahu, ütleb Issand.
There's no peace for the wicked.
Õelatel ei ole rahu, ütleb
There's no peace for the wicked.
Õelatel ei ole rahu.
Now, the wicked here just means wrong.
Õel, see lihtsalt tähendab, et keegi, kes on eksiteel või keegi, kes käib valesti.
You know, I used to read the Bible and think the wicked were all of the, you know, the Satan worshipper people.
Ma, kui ma lugesin vanasti piilid, siis ma alati mõtlesin, et õelad on, vaat nii on, saatana ja kummardajad.
But that's not just necessarily what it's talking about.
Aga see ei ole ilmtingimata see, millest, mida mõeldakse selle
all. Because godly people could do things that the Bible says are wicked.
Sest aga kristlased võivad teha asju, mida piibel kirjeldab nii-öelda õelaks.
And so what wicked means is just somebody that's wrong.
Ja mida öel lähenab, on lihtsalt keegi, kes eksib.
You don't believe me? Look it up.
Keegi, kes eksib ja kui sa ei usu seda, siis vaata, uuri seda.
But the Bible is talking about people that are doing the wrong thing, not God's way.
Aga piibel räägib sellest, kuidas inimesed teevad asju, mis ei ole õiged.
And the Bible clearly says, for those people, there's no peace.
Ja piibel ütleb, et nendel inimestel ei ole rahu.
You don't know Jesus, you don't have peace.
Kui sina ei tunne Jeesust, siis sul ei ole ka rahu.
You don't live like God wants you to live. You don't have peace.
Kui sa ei ela nii nagu Jumal tahab, et sa elaksid, siis sul ei ole rahu.
How many of you on purpose have made decisions before and you knew were wrong? Don't raise your hand.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell them first. Don't raise your hand. But let me just let you think about yourself.
Aga mõtlen nüüd palun enda peale.
That you've done a decision that you knew was wrong.
Kas sa teinud mingi selliste otsust, mis sa teadsid, et on vale.
And you knew that it wasn't in the Bible.
Ja sa teadsid, et piiblist ei räägi, et nii
peab tegema. But you said, I don't even care.
Aga sa ütlesid, et mul vahet pole.
Because I really want to do this.
Sest ma täiesti tahan seda teha.
And when you did it.
Ja kui sa tegid seda.
What did your heart tell you?
Siis mida su süda sul ütles?
There was no peace.
Sul ei olnud mingit rahu.
You're laying in bed at night saying, what am I doing?
No, ma tõusel voodis ja mõtled, et kuule, mida ma siin teen.
You're walking through your day thinking, man.
Lähed oma päevast läbi ja mõtled, kuule.
I feel so all alone.
Ma tunnen ennast täiesti üksinda.
I've made decisions before in my life that weren't even unscriptural.
Ma olen teinud oma elus sellised asju, mis ei ole isegi nii-öelda jumalasõna vastu.
But they were not right for me.
Aga need ei olnud õiged asjad minu jaoks.
And I'm saying, but this is what I want to do.
Ja ma siis mõtlen, et kuule, aga ma tahan teha seda.
But I don't have any peace.
Aga mul ei ole mingit rahu selle suhtes.
I'm going against what God's told me to do.
Ja vastu sellele, mis Jumal on palunud mul teha.
Because this is the way I wanted to do it.
Sest mina tahtsin teha nii asju.
And there's no peace.
Ja mul puudus rahu.
Man, that lack of peace should be the warning sign for you to make that adjustment.
That see rahu puutumine peaks olema indikaator, mis näitab sulle, et sa pead muutuse tegema.
Well, even when you're doing something that not necessarily is a quote-quote sin.
Isegi kui sa teed midagi, mis nii-öelda ei ole patil tingimata.
You're not going to have peace when you're living in the wrong way.
Kui sa elad valesti, siis sul ei ole seda rahu.
And if it's not right for you.
Ja kui miski asja ei ole õige sinu jaoks.
Then it's not right.
Siis ei ole õige.
And if you're living almost right,
ja kui sa elab peaaegu õigelt,
it's still not right.
Siis ikka ei ole õige.
Right? I mean, I almost came to church today. That means you didn't come to church today.
Kuule, ma peaaegu oleks kogudusse tulnud. See tähendab, et sa ei tulnud kogudusse.
Now, when you come to church, you come to church.
Ei, kui sa tuled kogudusse, siis sa tuled kogudusse.
And so the almost life, well, I almost live for God.
See peaaegu, kuule, ma peaaegu elasin Jumalale.
What does that mean?
Mida see tähendab?
That means you're not living
see tähendab,
for God.
Et sa ei ela Jumalale.
And so we want to live in a way that we have the blessing of God on our life.
Naaks millata seda, see, et meie elus on Jumala õnnistus.
And that comes through the choices that we make.
Ja see tuleb ainult läbi nende otsuste, mida meie omale
just teeme. We need to make the choice.
Meil on vaja teha need otsused.
And we need, if you're out of alignment, get back into alignment.
Ja kui sa oled õigelt positsioonist ära või ei ole õigel joonel, siis saa tagasi sinna õigel joonele.
Now, all of us make mistakes.
Tead, kõik meist teevad vigu.
You might sin, you might do something that's not necessarily what you should be doing.
Sa võibolla teed pattu, sa võibolla teed midagi, mis ei ole õige.
Let me just tell you what God's view of sin is.
Lasme lihtsalt ütle, mis on Jumala nägemus patust.
God's view of sin is not you sin and messed up.
Jumala nägemus patust ei ole mitte see, et kuule sa tegid patu ja nüüd panid mööda.
And so now that's good because I don't have to reward you.
Et oh nüüd see on väga hea, sest ma ei pea sulle tasuma ka selle tõttu.
And I hope you screw up again so that I can really punish you.
Ja ma loodan, et sa ikka paned täiega mööda, sest siis ma saan sind ikka karistada ka.
And so let's just wait and see what happens tomorrow.
Et nii et vaatame ja jälgime, mis homme juhtub.
That's not God's view of you.
Jumal ei vaata sinu peale sedasi.
That's what I used to think God was. He was just waiting for me to mess up.
Mina vanasti mõtlesin, et Jumal täpselt nii teebki. Tema ootab, millal ma nüüd mööda.
Because that's what my mama would tell me.
Sest mu emme kogu aeg rääkis nii.
What, do you want God to see you doing that?
Kas sa tahad, et Jumal näeks sind sellist asja tegemas?
You don't want that, because he'll punish you.
Ei, seda sa küll ei taha, sest ta karistab sind siis.
There was a time in my life, I thought that God was just waiting for me to mess up so he could smash me.
Oli aegu, kus ma lihtsalt mõtlesin, et Jumal ootab, kuni ma käki keeran ja siis ta lihtsalt tahan ära löömast.
And talk about a fear of God, that was the wrong kind of fear of the Lord.
Ja rääkides isanda kartudest, siis see oli tõesti isanda kartus, aga see oli väga vale asi.
You know, that was, I was afraid of God. I wasn't honoring God.
Et ma mitte ei olnud auvaklikud Jumala ees, vaid ma täiesti kartsin, olin kabu hirmustama ees.
And there's some Christians that just live afraid of God, thinking God's ready to just smash them.
Ja on kristlased, kes elavad niimoodi täiesti kartes Jumalat, et oodata seda, mida nüüd Jumal teeb minuga.
But God's attitude with sin is this.
Aga Jumala suhtumine pattu on selline.
He will convict you of your sin.
Ta mõistab hukka seda patu, mis sa tegid.
He will bring attention to the sin.
Toob tähelepanu sellele patule.
And the places where you've messed up,
ja need kohad, kus sa oled mööda pannud,
he's going to show you that's wrong.
Ta näitab, et need on valed.
And the thing is this, we can do it, we can mess up so much and ignore God that our hearts become hard.
Ja me võime niivõrd kõvasti mööda panna Jumalast, et me isegi panna seda korrektuuri tähele.
And we stop listening to God. We stop listening to God.
Me lakkame Jumala kuulmast.
Our hearts can become hard to even hear the voice of God.
Meie süda muutub niivõrd kõvaks, et me ei kuule enam Jumala häält.
Because we just ignored it so many times.
Lihtsalt sellepärast, et me oleme niivõrd palju seda ignoreerinud.
But if you'll keep your life tender, if you'll keep your heart tender to God.
Aga kui sa hoiad oma südant tundlikuna Jumala suhtes.
And we do that by every day going to God and saying, God, help me through this day.
Me teeme seda läbi selle, et igapäevaselt me läheme, et Jumal palun aita mul sellest päevast läbi minna.
Show me what to do.
Näita mulle, mida ma peaksin tegema.
If we will go to God with that kind of a heart, God will show us.
Kui me läheme Jumala ette see südamega, siis Jumal näitab meid.
And then we need to make the adjustments.
Ja siis meil on vaja teha vastavad korrektuurid.
And God will help you so that you don't miss.
Jumal aitab sind selleks, et sa ei paneks mööda.
You know, when you sin, it's like you've missed the target.
Ja siis vaata, kui sa teed pattu, siis sa oleks nagu mööda pannud märgist.
You know, it's like if you're in a shooting competition and you missed the target.
Ja näiteks, kui sa lasked tiirus ja sa lased märgist mööda.
That's where we get this word sin.
Ja see on see, kus tuleb see termin pat.
That you didn't even hit the target.
Et sa ei pannud isegi märgile pihta.
And what God is going to do when he convicts you of that sin is he's going to get you back in alignment.
Ja mida Jumal teeb, kui ta korrigeerib sind, ongi see, et ta paneb sind õigele joonele.
He's going to get you to where you're aiming at the target again.
Ta aitab sul panna sihiku tagasi selle nii-öelda märgi peale.
And some targets are harder to hit than other targets for you.
Ja mõndasid märke on raskem tabada kui teisi märke.
Right? Just because something's easy for Ulo to hit doesn't mean it's easy for me to hit.
Lihtsalt sellepärast, et ülol on mingile märgile kerge pihta saada, ei tähendab, et minul on kerge.
Just because it's easy for somebody else doesn't mean it's going to be easy for me.
Lihtsalt sellepärast, et kerge teisel on kerge, ei tähendab, et minul saab see kerge
olema. And what's easy for me might not be easy for you.
Ja mis on võibolla minu jaoks kerge, ei ole sinu jaoks kerge.
This is why we shouldn't judge one another.
Sellepärast me ei tohikski üksteise üle kohut mõista.
Just look at your own life and do your best.
Vaata enda elu peale ja anna oma parim.
Amen. There should be a lot more amens on that one. That's
a good one. Amen.
Judge me, you know, right? So we want to make sure that we're living right, and God will help us to aim.
Me peaksime kindlaks tegema, et me elame õigesti, sest Jumal aitab meil korrigeerida oma sihikut, et me õigesti
sihiks. This is what conviction of our sin does when we realize, oh, this is wrong. We should be saying, God, okay, show me how to aim.
Ja see ongi see, kui, mida Jumala korrektuur peaks tegema, on vaatama, et okei, okay, kuidas ma saan paremini teha.
And God will help you to miss.
Sorry?
Or God will help you not to miss. Sorry.
Jumal aitab sulle mitte märgist mööda panna.
That was the devil. Okay.
See, regularly saatan.
So he will use his word to come and to transform you in the way that you think.
Selleks, et muuta seda, kuidas sa mõtled.
He'll transform you in the way that you transform your motives.
Ta muudab sinu motive.
He'll transform the way that you act.
Ta muudab seda, kuidas sa käitud.
God will come and change your plans and your timing.
Jumal tuleb ja muudab sinu plaane ja sinu ajast.
To make sure you're at the right place at the right time to receive the greatest reward in life. And you can be aligned to him by getting into his word and saying, God, show me what to do. And then when that peace comes, follow the peace. Or where there is no peace, you better go find peace. Don't ignore that. Because that's how the Holy Spirit is going to get your attention.
Kuidas püha vaim haarab sinu tähelepanu.
Through peace or lack of peace.
Läbi rahu või läbi rahupuuduse.
Don't ignore the Spirit of God when he's trying to speak to you.
Ja ära ignoreeri
Don't ignore the Spirit of God.
Ära ignoreeri Jumala vaimu.
When he's trying to speak to you.
Kui ta üritab sinuga rääkida.
You need to do your best to listen to him.
Ja siis pead andma oma parima, et kuulda teda.
And so, how do I make sure that my life is in line with the way that God wants me to live?
Ja kuidas ma teen kindlaks, et ma olen elan õigesti vastava sellele, nagu tema tahab, et ma eläksin.
Number one is through his word being the standard for our life.
Esiteks, tema sõna on meie elu standardiks, kuidas elada.
Number two is I look to peace on the inside as the indicator for what I'm doing.
Teheks, ma vaatan, et kas rahu on minu indikaator, minu sees, mis näitab, mida ma peaks tegema.
And number three for today's teaching is this.
Ja kolmas punkt tänaseks õpetuseks on see.
Get godly counsel.
Saa Jumala kartliku nõustamist.
Get godly counsel.
Saa Jumala kartliku nõustamist.
Say godly counsel.
Ütle, Jumala kartlik nõustamine. Jumala kartlik nõustamine.
Godly counsel is really important for all of us.
Jumala kartlik nõustamine on meile igale ühele väga oluline.
And when you get advice, that's a valuable thing.
Kui sa saad kellegi käest nõu, see on väga väärtuslik asi.
You know, some people can advise you what to do with your car tires right now, and that's a good thing.
Keegi võib praegu siin nõustada, mida sa peaksid oma rehvidega ette võtma, ja see on väga hea nõu.
But that doesn't mean it's godly advice.
See ei tähenda, et see on Jumala kartlik nõu.
Right, you need to change your tires because we're going to have more snow before the end of the year.
Kuule, sa peaksid oma rehvid ruttu ära vahetama, sest et enne aasta lõppu tuleb veel lund.
Right, I couldn't drive my car for a day this week because I still got my slips on.
Mina ei saanud ühe päeva ei saanud oma autoga sõita, sellepärast mul oli ikka veel suve rehvid all.
And so I, you know, tomorrow getting that fixed.
Aga homme saab auto korda.
But just because I'm getting that fixed doesn't mean that's godly counsel.
Aga lihtsalt sellepärast, et asi saab korda aetud, ei tähenda, et see oli Jumala kartlik nõu.
That's wisdom.
See on lihtsalt arukus, tarkus.
So getting advice and getting counsel is a good thing.
Nii et nõu saamine või siin arukuse saamine on väga hea asi.
But getting godly counsel.
Aga et sa saad Jumala kartliku nõustamist.
Be something that you truly do value.
See peaks olema midagi, mida sa tõeliselt hindad ja väärtustad.
Godly counsel is something that is Holy Spirit led in your life.
Jumala kartlik nõustamine on midagi, mis on püha vaimu poolt juhitud.
And you need godly counsel.
Ja sul on vaja Jumala kartliku nõustamist.
Different ways that we get godly counsel.
Ja on erinevaid viisi, kuidas me võime saada seda.
You can get godly counsel from the word. Like we've just talked about.
Sa võid saada Jumala kartliku nõustamist läbi Jumala sõna. Me just rääkisime sellest.
You could see how somebody in the word went through a situation of life and you could learn from that and copy that in your life.
Sa võid näha, kuidas Jumala sõnas keegi läks mingisugusest olukorrast läbi ja kopeerida seda, kuidas nad tegid või kuidas nagu mitte teha seda, mida nad tegid.
You get godly counsel through listening to teaching and preaching.
Sa võid saada Jumala kartliku nõustamist läbi selle, et sa kuulad jutusi ja jutlustajad.
You're getting godly counsel today and you might not even know it.
Sa saad täna Jumala kartliku nõustamist ja sa võib-olla ei saa arugi sellest.
Hopefully you do.
Loodetavasti sa saad.
You can get godly counsel through times of prayer.
Sa võid saada Jumala kartliku nõustamist läbi palves veetud aja.
Where you're just praying and seeking God and his presence and then just something on the inside, you just know the Holy Spirit shows you what to do.
Kus sa lihtsalt palvetad, palud Jumalat ja tema lihtsalt näitab sulle, mida sa peaksid tegema.
And then we can get godly counsel from other believers.
Ja me võime saada Jumala kartliku nõustamist teiste kristlaste käest.
Where we actually sit down and face to face talk about what we're going to do and what we're thinking about and what do you think about this?
Kus sa istud kellegiga vastamisi ja keegi teine annab sulle nõu, mida sa peaksid tegema.
That's our relationship.
Meil on selline suhe.
And so I thank God for times that we could talk to another believer about what we're going through to see how does this sound.
Nii, ma tänan Jumal sellest, et me saame minna kellegi teise kristlase juurde ja küsida, arutada läbi, et kuule, kuidas see sulle tuleb.
Now here Proverbs chapter 11, let's look at this.
Vaatame siin õpetussõnad raamat 11.
Let's see what the Bible says about this.
Vaatame, mida Piibel ütleb selle kohta.
Verse 14, I want to read this out of the Amplified because it kind of helps us to see it a little clearer.
Õpetussõnad 11:14, ma tahan lugeda laiendatud Piibel tõlkest, et see natukene lisab juurde siia, et aitab paremini mõista.
It says, where there is no wise and intelligent guidance,
kus puudub tark ja intelligentne juhtimine,
the people fall off course.
Rahvas langeb kursid kõrvale.
Like a ship without a helm.
Nagu laev ilma tüürita.
So in other words, if you don't have wise and intelligent counsel.
Nii, kui sulle ei ole tarka ja intelligentset nõustamist.
You are just like a ship that has no way to steer.
Sa on nagu laev, mida ei ole võimalik tüürida kuskile.
You're just going to go with whatever the world brings.
Siitselt lähed sinna, kui iganes lained peksavad sinna.
And it goes on to say this.
Ja edas ütleb nii.
But in abundance of wise and godly counsel, there is victory.
Aga kus on küll aga tarke ning jumala kõrtlike nõustajaid, seal on ka võit.
With an abundance of wise and godly counsel.
Kus on küll aga või rikkalikult tarke ning jumala kartlike nõustajaid.
There is victory.
Seal on ka võit.
Proverbs 26 verse 6 says this.
Õpetussõna 24:6 ütleb niimoodi.
New Living Translation. Don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors.
Õpetussõna 24:6 New Living tõlge. Ärge minge sõtta ilma targa juhatuseta. Võit oleneb sellest, kas sul on palju nõustajaid.
And then Psalms 1:1.
Ja laulud 1:1.
It says this, oh, the joys of the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with the mockers.
Laulud 1:1 New Living tõlge ütleb, et oh, milline rõõm kuulub neile, kes järgi õelate nõud ega seisa koos patustega ega liitu pilkajatega.
Where it says, oh, joy, another translation says blessed. Yes, it is. Õnnistus, jah. So, blessed are those.
Tavatelgi ütleme, et õnnistatud on inimene.
Who have godly advisors in their life.
Kellel on jumalikud nõustajad.
There's reward for having godly advisors. There's victory when you have godly advisors.
Selles on tasu ja selles peituvad ka võidud, kui sul on palju jumalakartlike nõustajad.
We're blessed when we don't take advice from the wrong people.
Me oleme õnnistatud, kui me ei võta nõu valedelt inimestelt.
Right? We want to get advice from the right people.
Me tahame saada nõustamist õigetelt inimestelt.
And when the Bible is talking about godly advisors,
ja kui Biibel räägib jumalakartlikest nõustajatest,
you don't need to have like 50 of them.
Siis ei tähenda, et sul peab 50 tükki neid olema.
Well, I've got 50 godly advisors.
Kuule, mul on 50 inimest, kes mul on jumalakartlik nõu annavad.
Because you might be getting a whole bunch of different messages.
See, sa võid sealt väga palju erinevaid nõustamist saada.
I think you need to be very selective, the ones that you choose to speak into your life.
Ma arvan, et sa peaksid olema väga selekteeriv selle suhtes, kellel sa lased enda elu rääkida.
Make sure that they've already been where you're going.
Esiteks, te kindlaks, et nad on juba olnud seal, kuhu sina lähed.
Make sure they've already had some victories on the things that you might be struggling with.
Te kindlaks, et neil on olnud juba võite nendes alades, mille suhtes sina võitled.
Make sure that they're living a life that you want to implement in your life.
Te kindlaks, et nad elavad sellist elu, mida sa tahaksid ka enda elus rakendada.
And sometimes it's good just to bounce something off of somebody else.
Ja vahest on lihtsalt tore niimoodi nagu põigata midagi kellegi teisele ja lihtsalt küsida nende nõu.
Just to hear how that sounds.
Ja selleks, et kuulda ja kuulda ise, kuidas see kõlab.
And you want to do it with somebody that you know is not going to judge you for what you're saying.
Ja sa peaksid tegema kindlasti, et see, mida sa jagad selle inimesega, on, et see inimene on selline, kes ei hakka nüüd kohe sinu üle kohut mõistma.
You know, if somebody comes to talk to me about something in their life, I'm not going to sit there in judgment over them.
Et kui keegi tuleb minu juurde ja hakkab rääkima minuga, millega nad oma elus võitlevad, siis ma ei hakka mõistma kohut nende üle.
I want to help.
Ma tahan aidata neid.
I want them to see clear for themselves.
Ma tahan, et nad näeksid ise eneste jaoks selgelt seda
pilti. And so sometimes when you hear yourself say something,
ja vahest, kui sa kuuled ennast midagi ütlevad,
you think, never mind, that's not even right.
Ja siis mõtled, kuule, okei, see ei ole isegi õige.
Have you ever done that?
On nii olnud.
You know, you sit down with your friend or a pastor or something, you say all this stuff, and they're like, you know what, that doesn't even sound right, so never mind. God bless you, have a great day.
On niimoodi, sa istud pastori või mingisuguse ühise tuttavaga seal kuskil ja hakkan nagu rääkima talle millest, siis sa mõtled, kuule, see ei ole õige asi, kuule, okei, kuule, polegi vaja rääkida sellest.
Just sometimes when it comes out of your own mouth, you already know, that was stupid.
Vahest, kui sa oma suuga juba hakkad asju välja ütlema, siis see kõlab niivõrd totralt, sa mõtled, kuule, mida ma mõtlesin.
But then there's also times when you have it come out of your mouth, and it strengthens that's already in you.
Ja siis on ka aega, kus sa ütled midagi oma suust välja, see tugevdab tähendab seda, mida, mis on juba sinu sees.
And God will use other people to confirm what is already inside of
you. Jumal kasutab ka teisi inimesi selleks, et kinnitada seda, mis toimub sinu sees.
Yes, that seems good to me for you to do. That
ja.
Sounds like it's the right
ja,
thing.
Tead, see, on, see tunnub, et see on õige asi, mida sa peaksid tegema.
You know, I've advised people to leave our church before.
Ma olen nõustanud inimesi lahkuma siit kogudusest.
And listen, I didn't want to.
Ja kuula, ma ei tahtnud seda.
I thought, no, stop saying that.
Ma mõtlesin, et ei, ära ütle seda.
Because that's just me.
Sest ma ei tahtnud seda.
I don't want anybody to leave our church.
Ma ei taha, et keegi läheks meie kogudusest ära.
But I've advised people when they share their heart with me, I've advised them before, that seems like it's a good thing for you to do.
Aga on inimesi, kes on tulnud minu juurde nõustamisele ja ma olen märganud, et see on õige asja, mida neil on vaja teha.
We just had somebody who was a big part of what we were doing, moved to Paternal. If you're watching, no.
Näiteks keegi, kes on olnud väga suur osa sellest koodusest, kolis Pärnusse.
And my advice to her was, that seems like it's the right thing.
Ja minu nõu neile oligi see, et tunneb, et see on õige asi sinu jaoks.
Do that, follow God.
Tee seda ja järgi Jumalat.
Right? Now, that's, I just felt that was what God was leading her to do, and she's driving down there.
Ma lihtsalt tundsin, et see on midagi, mida Jumal juhtis teda tegema ja ta läheb väga hästi seal.
Amen. That should be the way it goes.
Ja seda siin peaksid ka asjad toimima.
Amen. That we get confirmation of what God has already spoken to our heart from those that God puts in our life.
Ja me saame kinnitust juba selle läbi, mida me räägime teistele inimestele, keda me tunneme.
What we already know on the inside.
Ja me juba teame seda enda seest, me lihtsalt kinnitame seda.
Exactly. And so we need to be careful to do that.
Ja me peaksime olema samas ettevaatlikud seda tehes.
And we need to be careful not to follow wrong advice.
Ja tee kindlaks, et sa ei järgi ka valet nõustamist.
The Bible says if you walk with wise men, you're going to be wise.
Biblia räägib, et kui sa käid koos tarkade meestega, siis sa saad targaks.
But if you hang around fools,
aga kui sa vedad aega koos rumalatega,
you're going to be a fool.
Siis sa saad olema rull.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this.
Esimese korintlastele 15:33 ütleb nii.
Verse 33 it says do not be misled bad company corrupts good character.
Ärge eksige halb seltskond rikub head kombed.
And so you know wrong influences lead to wrong actions.
Valed mõjud sinu elus viivad valedele tegudele.
When you have wrong influences in your life they're going to lead you in ways that you shouldn't be going.
Kui sinu elus on valed mõjud tegurid siis need mõjud juhtida sind tegema asju mida sa tegelikult ei peaks tegema.
And listen to me this is not just people.
Ei tead, see ei ole lihtsalt inimesed.
This is not just talking about people here.
Siin ei räägi üksnes inimestest.
I think you need to be careful what you read.
Ma arvan, et sa peaksid olema ettevaatlik selles suhtes, mida sa loed.
You need to be careful what you listen to.
Peaksid olema ettevaatlik selles suhtes, mida sa kuulad.
You need to be careful what you see.
Sa peaksid olema ettevaatlik selles suhtes, mida sa näed.
Because all of these things are trying to come in to influence us in our decisions.
Sest kõik need asjad üritavad tulla meie sisse ja mõjutada ja muuta seda, kuidas me käitume ja teeme.
You need to pay close attention to the advice that you're getting.
Ja ole ettevaatlik selle nõu suhtes, mida sa saad.
You need to make sure that you're paying attention to the things that influence you.
Te kindlaks, et sa pöörad tähelepanu nende asjade suhtes, mis mõjutavad sind.
But I want you to know this as we're getting ready to close here
Aga
today.
Ma tahan, et sa teaksid seda enne, kui me tahan otsad kokku tõmmame.
I want you to see that your life can be better.
Ma tahan, et sa näeksid seda, et sinu elu saab olla parem.
Your life can be better than what it is today.
Sinu elu saab olla parem kui see, mis on praegu.
If we will do these three things.
Kui me teeme neid kolm asju.
If we'll go after the word and if we'll follow peace and get wise counsel.
Kui me ajame taga Jumala sõna, järgime seda rahu, mis meie sees on ja otsime Jumala kartliku nõustamist oma elus.
I believe that God's plans for you can come to pass in your life.
Siis ma usun, et Jumala plaanid sinu elus võivad saada täidetud.
And God's plan for you is that you would have something better in your future than what you have today.
Jumala plaan sinu jaoks on see, et sul on midagi paremat sinu elus praegu, sinu tulevikus, kui sul on praegu.
And if we cooperate with the Lord, our God, I believe we will end up at the right places at the right time to receive reward.
Ma usun, et kui me teeme koostööd oma isand Jumalaga, siis me võime saada suurt tasuma tulevikus.
We need to check ourselves throughout this series. I want you to make adjustments.
Ja läbi selle seeri ma tahan, et me kontrolliks ennast ja et me vaataks enda sisse.
Because maybe you're not giving the best in every area of your life.
Võib-olla sa ei anna oma parimat igasel valdkonnas.
Maybe you're not doing your very best day by day.
Võib-olla sa ei anna oma parimat igapäevaselt.
Maybe your life is not what it could be or what it should be.
Võib-olla sinu elu ei ole selline, nagu see võiks olla või nagu see peaks olema.
Listen, I want you to know we all could live a better life.
Ma tahan, et te teaksite, et me kõik võime elada paremini.
We all could rise to a higher level.
Me kõik võime tõusta kõrgemale tasemele.
How many of you would like a better life?
Kui palju teil meeldiks parem elu?
Amen. Doesn't mean you give up the one you have.
See ei tähenda, et sa loobud sellest elust, mis sul on.
But that God just just adds some blessing to this life and it gets better.
Vaid et Jumal lisab sellele elule juurde, mis sul on ja see muutub paremaks.
And there is a life that is better for us that Jesus has paid a price for.
Ja on elu, mis on meie jaoks parem, mille eest Jeesus on maksnud hinna.
And we need to walk in that to the very best of our ability.
Me peaksime saama käima selles paremalt, parima võimekuse poolest.
And if we will do that,
ja kui me teeme seda,
our life will get better.
Mis meie elu muutub paremaks.
Our life will get better.
Meie elu muutub paremaks.
I didn't say perfect.
Ma ei olnud täiuslikuks.
I said better.
Ma ütlesin paremaks.
You know, the perfect, that's still coming. That's heaven.
See täiuslik, see on alles tulemas.
That's not this life.
Aga see ei ole selles elus.
Anybody that told you follow Jesus, your life will be perfect, that's wrong.
Ja siganes ütles sulle, et kui sa järgid Jeesus, siis su elu on täiuslik, valetas sulle täiega.
But it could be better.
Aga see võib olla täiesti parem.
And perfect is still coming.
Aga täiuslik on siiski tulemas.
How many are excited about heaven?
Ja kumbid on põnev taevas ootas?
Heaven's going to be perfect.
Taevas saab olema täiuslik.
Heaven's going to be mind-blowing and awesome and all that stuff.
Puffiks lööv ja täiega äge.
And so we want to get there someday.
Ja me tahame jõuda sinna kunagi.
But perfect is not now.
Aga täiuslik ei ole praegu.
But we could have better.
Aga meil võib olla parem.
Amen. And so don't, if your life's not perfect, don't judge yourself.
Ja kui sinu elu ei ole täiuslik, siis ära mõista kohut enda üle.
But the question is, are you getting better?
Küsimus on selles, et kas sa muutub paremaks?
Are you doing more? Are you reaching out to do more for God?
Kas sa teed enamat? Kas sa pingutad rohkem, et teha rohkem Jumala jaoks?
And there are some times that we could have a touch of heaven here on earth.
Ja on aegu, kus me võime nii-öelda kogeda kilukest taevast siin maa peal.
We could have a little bit of heaven to go to heaven in, like one preacher said.
Nagu üks jutlust ütles, et me võime kogeda kilukest taevast enne, kui me läheme taevasse.
So, but remember for us,
aga peame meeles meie jaoks
as believers
uskikena
this life is as bad as it will ever get
see elu siin maa peal on kõige hullem asi mis üldse meie elus saab juhtuda
but for somebody who does not make Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior
aga keegi kes ei tee Jeesusest oma elu isandat ja päästet
this life is as good as it will ever get
on see elu siin maa peal kõige parem asi mis neil endaga üldse saab elus juhtuda
so right now
Ja praegu.
It's either bad as it's ever going to get or it's as good as it's ever going to get.
See siin maa peal on meie jaoks kas kõige halvem või kõige parem, mis võib juhtuda.
And I thank God that we know Jesus.
Ja ma tänan Jumalat sellest, et me tunneme Jeesust.
That we put him first.
Ja me paneme teda esimesele kohale.
That we're going to go and meet him in the air when he returns for us.
Ja me saame minna koos temaga taevasse, kui ta tuleb tagasi.
And it's going to be an awesome day.
Ja see saab olema imeline päev.
Because then we step out of the better into perfect.
Sest siis me astume välja sellest paremast ja läheme täiuslikku.
And everything's going to be perfect.
Ja kõik saab olla täiuslik.
Everything's going to be the way that God wants it to be.
Kõik saab olla nii, nagu Jumal oli plaaninud meie jaoks.
And this is what we're going after.
Ja see on see, mille suunas me liigume.
And so we can have a great reward when we qualify.
Ja meil võib olla suur tasu, kui me kvalifitseerume.
And I want you to qualify.
Ja ma tahan, et sina kvalifitseerume.
I want you to have what God wants for you.
Ma tahan, et sul oleks see, mis Jumal on plaaninud sinu jaoks.
And the more blessings that we have, the more blessings that we could be to others.
Mida rohkem õnnistusi meil on, seda rohkem õnnistusi me võime olla oma elus.
All right, Lona, why don't you go?
Yeah.
And so we could have God's best.
Meil võib kuuluda Jumala parim.
But it's going to be up to you and the choices you make.
Aga see olen nendest otsustest, mida sa oma elus teed.
Whatever you use for God, remember this.
Mida iganes sa kasutad Jumala jaoks, pea meeles.
Whatever you use for God to bless somebody else.
Mida iganes sa kasutad Jumalale, et õnnistada kedagi teist.
God will reward you for that.
Jumal tasub sind selle eest.
He will bless you back in abundance.
Ja ta tasub sulle tagasi üleküljuslikult.
What you have, you can give.
Mis sul on, seda sa saad anda ka.
And so let's believe God for those blessings.
Ja tusume Jumalalt neid õnnistusi.
So that we have something to give back to him.
Selleks, et meil oleks midagi anda tagasi Jumalale.
And your mentality should be this.
Ja sinu mõte vist peaks olema selline.
God, I'm not going to give you anything that costs me nothing.
Jumal, ma ei anna sulle midagi, mis ei ole väärt midagi minu jaoks.
I'm not going to give you anything that costs me nothing.
Jumal, ma ei anna sulle midagi, mis ei ole väärt minu jaoks midagi.
When you do something for God, do with all your heart.
Kui sa teed midagi Jumalale, siis tee seda koguma südamest.
Do with all your strength.
Tee seda koguma jõust.
Do with all your mind.
Tee seda koguma mõttega.
Do it with all that you are.
Kõigega, mis sinus on.
And this is what God wants for us.
Ja see on see, mida Jumal igatseb meie jaoks.
And I think that all of us want a better life.
Ma usun, et iga üks meist tahab paremat
elu. I don't think anybody's here saying, man, I don't. It couldn't be any better. I just don't want anything else.
Ma usun, et keegi siin mõtleb, et see on siin täiuslik.
Now all of us want something better.
Iga üks meist tahab midagi paremat.
And so we need to go after God, go after his word.
Me peaksime ajama Jumalat ja tema tahtmist.
And find out what it is that he wants for us.
Ja leidma selle, mis on see, mida ta tahab meie jaoks.
Find out this path that he has for each and every one.
Leia see tee, mis täna on iga ühe meie jaoks.
That path that leads to great reward.
See tee, mis viib suure tasuni.
And I don't mean to be rude.
Ja ma ei taha olla ebavisakas kuidagi.
But get your rear in here.
Aga kobihuma tagumikuga siia.
That's going to be our sign on our new church building.
Kui me teeme uue koguduse hoone, siis selline silt saame
maha. Elava vee kogudus, get your rear in here.
Elava vee kogudus, kobihuma tagumikuga siia.
No, maybe not, maybe not.
Ei, võibolla ei tee
seda. But seriously, get into church.
Igatahes.
And hear what God has to say for us. I believe God speaks to us through the word and through the preaching of his word. And when it does, it helps us to do what? Make adjustments. If you're not making adjustments, then you're not really hearing. I think every time we come to church, we can say, I heard something from God for me today. And I believe it's time for the people of God to make right, wise choices for their life. Amen. I want to make wise, godly choices for me. I want you to make wise and godly choices for you. So that God will pour out on your life like he's never been able to do before. And we're going to find a blessed life. God will bless his people. Amen. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. I believe when people come to church, they should see something real. I believe when people look at your life, they should see something real. Not that we just are good people. But I think they should see that we serve a good God. God who's going to always be there for us whenever we need him to be. That's why we have the peace. That's why we have his blessings. It's because we're looking to him day by day. And peace is something that the world is looking for. Amen. The greatest witness you have is peace. The greatest thing you could talk to somebody about sometimes is just the peace you have. Because the whole world is looking for peace. That could be a conversation to lead somebody to bring them to church and to lead them to Jesus. And we need to know that Jesus is the answer for every man and every woman. So let's go be bold to share the gospel. Let's be bold to tell people about what God has done for us. And the conversation could start with, my heart's just so full of peace. And that could open up a door to so much more. Amen.
Amen.
I believe God for more. Let me pray for you. Father, I love you so much. I thank you so much for what you have spoken to us today. Lord, help us to make the adjustments. Help us to do what we know we're supposed to do. So that we can walk in the things that you have prepared for us. Lord, we want your best. We desire to be able to show the world how awesome you are. And I thank you that you pour out your blessings upon your people so that we could be a greater blessing. Bless us so that we could be a blessing. God, give us the equipment that we need so that we could be used by you. And we ask you for this nation. We ask you for the people in this city. Those who don't yet know you. God, that you would give us opportunities to speak the word to them. Give us opportunities to share our faith. So that people would be able to come and to hear and to know that you alone are God. We thank you for it. We thank you for using us. Thank you for what you're doing in this place. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.